I think that's a big help, especially here late in the school year. We were able to vaccinate approximately 180 staff members over a period of 4 weeks in January and February. And those vaccines now are effective for all of those members. And we've gotten some additional guidance from the CDC and IDPH on how we can treat those people. And I think that's going to help us be able to finish the school year with all of our staff in place.
And then I think looking into next school year, I think there's, you know, no question there's still going to probably be mitigations in place of some sort heading into the new school year. And I know a final decision hasn't been made, but do you feel good about kind of getting back to normal next school year, where it would be basically kind of a normal school dismissal time for the kids?
Absolutely. I think that next school year, we're going to be looking at something as close to normal as possible. You know, I think some of the mitigation issues you mentioned, those aren't necessarily going to go away. Hopefully some of the more restrictive ones will. But we've also been discussing plans if we're required to provide some remote learning next year, that we're going to do that differently to make sure that doesn't impact our in-person staff as well.